Helen, here's a question for you. This is from Paul Billington. He says he was in Germany at the weekend and noticed that they have a wonderful aquarium in Konstanz, which is where he was, and he says they have huge tanks with various kinds of ray in them. I noticed the painted rays in particular repeatedly swim along with their nose out of the water. Is this a known behaviour, and why are they doing it?
Fantastic. I haven't been to that particular aquarium, but it does sound wonderful. Now, it's possible that these stingrays were after food, because they do tend to get fed a lot, and they could have been sniffing around for that. But there's also been thoughts that similar creatures to the stingrays, which are the sharks, because they're quite closely related, might possibly have the ability to sniff the air. There was a study in Russia in 1994 about oceanic white tips, which are quite dangerous sharks, that not very dangerous, but quite dangerous sharks, that go through the open ocean. And they were seen to actually sniff above the surface of the water. Similar thing in great white sharks. And this scientist actually looked at the sensory parts of their snouts, and they think that there is a possibility that they were actually detecting smells in the air, which actually would move much more quickly in air than in the water, because their volatile chemicals will disperse much more quickly. So perhaps they were, you know, doing better than their competitors at smelling things like dead whale carcasses that wouldn't be so smelly underwater. It's possible that that might have been, that it could have been that they were smelling.
Hopefully no dead whale carcasses in the tanks in the aquarium.
I hope not, no.
Sounds lovely.